With the guest who is joining us now on the buyersafety.com hotline.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
105.3, the phone. It's radio.com sports insider Brian Scalabrine. Brian has a brand new podcast out now on radio.com called Big Time Basketball. Go check it out on radio.com and the radio.com app. You can also find Brian weekdays on Sirius XM NBA. How are we doing today, Brian?
I'm doing good. This is the first time I ever had to call a radio station versus you guys calling me, but I'm glad we can do this interview.
Yeah, well, sometimes we like to throw curveballs at the guests so that, you know, just consider you're back in transition already and you're trying to pick up your man and in full court. That's what's coming at you. But what everyone's trying to figure out is how is this series going to progress going into game three? Let's assume Klay Thompson can play and play effectively. What do you think would stand out to folks watching the game tonight in terms of changes or how these teams play or how this game will be affected?
Yeah, so you guys were mentioning that 18-0 run. You know, during that time, you know, I think Nick Nurse has done a fantastic job. Even him getting all the credit for the box and one and, you know, shutting down Steph in the fourth quarter, whatever it is. I was shocked. I was up there scratching my head and wondering, you know, why not run every pick and roll at Boogie Cousins? I get it. He made some good plays at the rim, and Gasol got some wide-open shots that he missed. But why go away from that? Now, if Gasol is not going to shoot, just get a guy in there that will, because right. I think that that's a huge weakness with Kevon Looney out and Bogut coming off the bench. The middle of the floor, which usually the Warriors, when they run, you know, the Hamptons five with, you know, Draymond Green at the five, they're unbelievable defensively. But I just thought that Nick Nurse let them guys off the hook during that 18-0 run and went away from what I would have done or what I've seen a lot of coaches do in the playoffs, which is go at a certain matchup. I would put Boogie Cousins in so many pick and rolls that he would just be so fatigued that he wouldn't be able to make those great offensive plays that he made.
Do you feel like Golden State is certainly in danger here? I mean, do you feel like Toronto has a legitimate chance to win this series?
So the only reason why I feel like that way is strictly just injuries. And, you know, I think Kevin Durant, like all the news coming out, got to be optimistic for Warrior fans, is Kevin Durant should be returning. I know he's not coming back tonight. Maybe he won't even come back for game four. But once he returns, the idea that the Toronto Raptors can put two on Steph and two on Klay and just leave guys wide open, you're not, even if Durant is not what he was during that Clippers series or Houston series, the guy is going to make wide open looks from the corner. So you have to devise a whole nother scheme, but it all goes back to the health of Klay Thompson. If Klay Thompson isn't – now, I think he's going to go because he's a tough-minded dude. I got a chance to coach him. I coached 1 year in Golden State, and Klay Thompson is as mentally tough as anybody I've ever been around. But if he has a chance and he's nicked up or he's not effective and he's not able to create the space that he can create, then I think the Warriors are going to lose. They just don't have enough offense for game three. Now, moving forward, it's going to be really interesting. If Durant comes back, if Klay comes back, and those guys are healthy and effective, where is Toronto going to stop these guys? That boxing one won't work with both those guys out there.
Talking to Brian Scalabrine here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. One of the things that's kind of interesting is obviously Siakam had a great game in game one, but a lot of it was in transition and running the floor. I mean, I really thought a huge key for Toronto winning that game was Gasol's assertiveness offensively. Obviously, Van Fleet made a big difference. Even a guy like Powell was more assertive. Which of these guys that's not Kawhi Leonard can have an impact on the road in game three to really give Toronto a chance to win here?
It's got to be Gasol because he's going to get open shots. And Gasol's M.O. in the past, now, he's a great player. Defensively, underrated. I mean, not underrated. The guy was Defensive Player of the Year one year. But does a great job of playing, you know, the ball, sticking back to his man, blocking out, you know, all that stuff. If he can't make open shots, or if he doesn't take open shots, and he leans on the excuse of I'm making the right play, it's going to be tough for Toronto to win. Because if, like I said, Boogie Cousins is a great offensive player. He's a better passer than anybody ever gives him credit for. He's a great defensive rebounder. But what he can't do is make multiple efforts. So Kawhi Leonard in a pick and roll getting downhill kicks it out to Gasol. If Gasol makes that shot, it's a whole new ball game. If he won't take that shot, it's letting Boogie off the hook. And even if you don't want to take it, then just swing it and set another one and go into another pick and roll. But eventually, you're going to find yourself on the perimeter, wide open, very similar to what he found himself in the Philadelphia series. with Embiid, and I think Boogie is a fraction of the defender that Embiid is, especially on the perimeter. I think Gasol is the key to this series, and that's whether Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson come back. He's going to get wide open shots. He cannot be discouraged if he misses 2, 3, 4, or even 5 in a row. You've got to keep taking those because it will open up the offense once you start making them.
Talking to Brian Scalabrine, Radio.com Sports Insider on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. Man, I can't help but think about free agency as I watch this finals. And you know, whether it's KD or Klay or Kawhi, I have a hard time just focusing on the games without wondering where the heck are these guys going to be next year. Do you think these guys, you think KD, let's even throw Kyrie in there, KD, Kawhi, Klay, and Kyrie, the four Ks, do you feel like they know, each of those guys knows where they're going to be next year, or are they all up for grabs?
So up for grabs, but are you familiar with the cap and the 10-year rule where you're, if you're in the league for 10 years, you get that whole 35% of the cap, even if you go to another team? Is why LeBron, he signed for like $38 million when he left to go to L.A. So the way I look at it is I think Kawhi Leonard returns to Toronto for 2 years, gets all these guys who are a little long in the tooth, gets these guys aligned where maybe, you know, they go for it next year, go for it the following year. Maybe he signs a 2+1, but he'll be opting out right around that 10-year mark. And, you know, listen, Toronto could be old and washed up by then. Or, you know, Van Fleet and Siakam could be really good. The one guy I think is the domino, it is KD. Like, if Kevin Durant goes back, I feel like when you look at Kyrie, and I know there's like a lot of hoopla around him wanting to go to Brooklyn right this minute. If you really listen to what Stephen A. says, he doesn't actually say anything. It's just a lot of speculation. So I feel like Kevin Durant's the domino. If Kevin Durant returns to Golden State, like, Kyrie's really going to leave the Celtic young guys who he had a problem with this year and go to play with Brooklyn's young guys? I'm not sure that that is the case. Or go play with the Knicks young guys? So I'm not sure that that's the case either. But if Kevin Durant were to go to the Knicks, I can see Kyrie Irving saying, like, I would love to team up with this guy. This guy's like a physical freak of nature. The Knicks, remember, they have DeAndre Jordan under, like, not under contract, but they could sign him, and they have his bird rights, and they also could make a trade for Anthony Davis, maybe give up the third pick to get him. So the Knicks could really turn this thing around, but I do believe the domino is Kevin Durant. But I can't think of who's the fourth K. Kemba?
I was saying KD, Kawhi, Klay, and Kyrie.
Klay.
Oh, Klay. Klay's returning to Golden State. That'll be done at 12:01. Kemba, why don't you go five, right?
Yeah, five.
A lot of K's available.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Kemba returns unless Jordan doesn't offer him, but I think that that's a done deal. I'm telling you, KD is the domino. KD is the LeBron James that 1 year where once he decided, everyone followed suit, and then Jimmy Butler will decide what he's doing. But KD, to me, is the domino. But I do kind of feel like Kawhi Leonard is gonna kind of go back to Toronto and get to the point where he's in that 10th year where you can just sign for a ridiculous amount of money. And that's where Supermax, you know, like, now you're not drafted by your own team. It really doesn't matter once you're in that 10th year.
35% of the cap. All right, before we let you go, Brian, let's say that what you laid out is happening, and let's say Kyrie is going, okay, why would I leave and go to a lesser team? If you know that Celtics team very well. If you're Danny Ainge and Kyrie Irving agrees to come back, do you trade Tatum and Brown and Scary Terry or Marcus or whoever to get Anthony Davis?
Yeah, I think the Celtics are in that conversation no matter what. I really believe that. Now, is ownership going to pull the trigger? Would DA pull the trigger? At the end of the day, if a guy's not giving you assurances that he's going to re-sign, I'm not sure that you're going to give, like, two future All-Stars up for a guy that doesn't want to be there. But I know those talks are happening right now, for sure.
Hey, one quick one. Why aren't we hearing the Mavericks involved in any of these rumors? Luka and Porzingis?
Are you a Mavs fan?
Yeah, we're here in Dallas. We love the Mavs, so they got Luka and Porzingis. Why not somebody come join those guys?
Makes no sense to me. I mean, Dallas is a phenomenal city, obviously phenomenal owner. They did right by Dirk. Like, it makes no sense to me why Dallas is not in this conversation. I'm telling you what, if I was a stud free agent, if I'm Kevin Durant and I can join Porzingis and Doncic, I'm having that conversation for sure. So I'm not sure why Dallas is not in the conversation. Watch out for Chris Middleton. I think Dallas is pretty hot on him. But, I'm with you, man. I'm floored by every time I go there, and I'm floored by the organization and the professionalism and the way they take care of their former players. I just think this top-notch all the way.
Well, Brian, you're not a stud free agent, but you are a stud. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it, dude. We'd love to have you on again later in the series.
You got it, guys. See ya.
There he goes, Brian Scalabrini of Radio.com Sports. Make sure and check out his new podcast. Go now to Radio.com. It's called Big Time Basketball. Go check it out today on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.